WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 7. It's 72 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop. On Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. For the first time, there are more than 100,000 registered voters in Brazos County.
Voter registration is really crazy right now.
Brazos County's new elections administrator, Trudy Hancock, says that's an increase of more than 10% since the last presidential election.
The deadline to register or make any changes or updates to your registration is October the 11th.
Early voting starts October 24th at any of 5 voting centers in Brazos County. Online records at the Brazos County Jail indicate a fugitive wanted by Bryan police has been caught. 23-year-old Keosha Burleson was booked on charges of dragging an officer while she was driving out of the parking lot of the Westside Walmart about 6 weeks ago. The officer received hospital treatment for his injuries. Burleson was also arrested for leaving 2 unattended children in her car. Bonds have been set at $100,000. Bryan police responded to 2 more armed robberies at convenience stores. Investigators say no one was hurt, and they don't believe the same suspects were involved in Wednesday's holdups at Palisoda Grocery and Sodalax Grocery. This makes 7 armed robberies at Bryan convenience stores in the last 5 weeks. Anyone with information is asked to contact Bryan police or Brazos County Crime Stoppers. A Bryan man is headed to prison for what he says was the accidental shooting death of a friend 2 years ago.
20-year-old Robert Reed was sentenced to 7 years for criminally negligent homicide. According to the arrest report from Bryan police, Terrell Wilson was killed in July 2014 after he and Reed were playing with handguns they had purchased off the street when Reed's gun discharged. The punishment also covers Reed's arrest last October when he was assaulted and took a weapon from an officer following 2 disturbances when, according to police, he was under the influence of narcotic drugs. The first disturbance was in front of the Brazos County Administration Building along Texas Avenue when he was shouting to motorists he was Jesus Christ, the King of Jerusalem. The second disturbance was in an emergency room where Reed was shot with a stun gun. A Madisonville man admits to causing multiple injuries to his wife and Bryan last year. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office credits emergency room nurses at College Station Medical Center for notifying police and the victim's mother, who took her daughter to the ER after the victim told her she could not breathe after she was attacked. 28-year-old Jackie Morning entered a plea agreement with prosecutors where he was sentenced to 4 years in prison for family violence assault with a prior conviction. According to the arrest report, Morning struck and kicked her face and ribs. He slammed her head into the floor and he stomped on her stomach while she was on the ground. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
An emergency text message of a gas leak on the campus of a Houston area community college went nationwide to some of those subscribed with the same text delivery provider. That included some students at Blinn College in Brenham. But the Blinn alert was not received by spokesman Richard Bray. He got the heads up from another staff member.
I actually found it on Twitter, looked at it, knew we hadn't sent it, but it was also very vague. It basically just said, attention, students, please leave.
Students who evacuated were told by Blinn and Brenham police there was no emergency, and Blinn has been in contact with the service provider that sent the text to resolve the issue. In high school football tonight, A&M Consolidated travels along 4 miles down the road to College Station High. It's the Tigers and the Cougars. Pregame starts at 7 with kickoff at 7:30. You can hear the Consult broadcast here on WTAW. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes past 7. It's 72 degrees. The text line is open. We'd love to hear from you. It's 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that your registration will now serve as a combined proof for inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. We can do that for you at Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryan Parkway next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
At Professional Concrete Construction, if your home or office needs concrete, they do it. Specializing in residential, commercial, and decorative applications. James and Mike Croston at Professional Concrete Construction are experts in the Brazos Valley with over 25 years of experience. For home and metal buildings, foundations, patios, sidewalks, and driveways, call Professional Concrete Construction at 979-777-777. 9201 and get a free estimate and list of local references. Click professionalconcretebcs.com for more info. It's time to go back in time. Bud Light invites you to join the fun of the Texas Renaissance Festival every weekend beginning Saturday, October 8th through Sunday, November 27th, including Thanksgiving Friday. Share in the merriment of hundreds of live performances, the taste of over 1,000 foods, and the fun of dozens of games and rides. Only a 55-acre theater could contain this much adventure. Tickets are on sale now at texrenfest.com. Don't miss the legendary revelry of the Texas Renaissance Festival, brought to you by Bud Light. Huzzah!
Hey, everybody in the Brazos Valley. Sovac City has moved. We're in our new Sovac City Superstore. Sovac City Superstore is located between Deacon and Rock Prairie on the feeder road, next to the Howard Johnson Motel. Sovac City Superstore is larger than ever. We have over 50 sewing machines, over 50 vacuum cleaners, bags, belts, filters. We have it all. Sovac City, once again on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Good morning. It's 7:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
A mix of clouds and sunshine expected for today. Temperatures during this afternoon right around 90. And tonight generally clear with overnight low temperatures back down in the mid-60s. On Saturday, sunshine and scattered clouds. High temperatures near 85 degrees. It'll be clear at night in the upper 50s. Mostly sunny skies on Sunday, temperatures then around 82 to 86. This is meteorologist Gary Bass, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Friday means football, so Zach Taylor will have your Aggie and high school football report. As Hurricane Matthew makes its way through the southeast, some of the SEC games for this weekend will be postponed. We'll take a look at that. The A&M soccer team took their match with the Tigers all the way to a draw yesterday, and in game one of the ALDS, the Rangers fell to their Toronto Blue Jays. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Fell. They got squished.
Yeah, they did. I was trying to be nice.
No, no, no. That was embarrassing.
Yeah.
So there. Just saying. Here we go. It's like birthday time for our radio station.
Yeah.
Yeah. To us. Yeah.
Happy birthday to us.
Us. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Actually, I wish we had a bunch of weight.
Happy birthday to us.
I was hoping we'd have like wait staff from restaurants all over town come and sing to us.
Oh, that would be so cool.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy.
Oh, no. Casa Olay has one of the best ones.
Oh, do they?
Hold on. I'll find it.
All right.
Keep talking.
Because the deal is, you know, for a long time, restaurants thought they couldn't sing the happy birthday song.
Right.
Because they thought they'd have to pay. Well, that's since been settled now, and they can sing it if they want to, but restaurants would come up with their own birthday
song. You ready
song.
For this one?
Here we go.
Chimichangas to you, and a cheese enchilada too, guacamole, chili con queso, hot tamales to you, at Casa Olay, this is our way to say happy birthday, dear WTAW, happy birthday to you.
And we would all get to wear sombreros while they do that, right, which would be like the bestest part.
And then they push our face into the sopapilla or whatever.
Yeah. So, 94
years old.
Yeah.
And you've been here the whole time.
I have, exactly. That's exactly right.
Since
I've been here the
one.
Entire time. That's it. So, now we got a cake.
And it looks actually really delicious.
Yeah. Do we know where that came from?
I know it came from Mr. Downs, but I don't know where the cake was actually created.
Now, is it in fact a strawberry cake?
It has pink icing and real strawberries on top of it.
Are you going to take a picture and post it
someplace? I did already.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Yep. Okay. Yep. It's on our Twitter and our Facebook. So
very
if you want to see our awesome cake that will not be around for much longer, it's 7:15. I give it about 2 more hours.
Yeah, that's it. We have to wait. Well, you know, when the sales slugs come in, they have nothing else
exactly.
to do. So they'll just come in there and tear it up and you know, violate it, basically.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So now, if I say Snapchat filter.
Yes.
Okay. Can you give me an explanation of what that means?
Yeah. So what you can do is you can turn your camera to where it's facing you. So you're going to take a selfie.
Right.
And it'll recognize your face.
Okay.
And it puts filters on your face. So the other day I posted a picture of myself and it had glasses and a mustache that on my face. And then sometimes they're really funny. Sometimes they're, they change. One of the most popular ones is the puppy dog.
Okay,
so it puts puppy dog ears. And when you open your mouth, a tongue actually comes out and makes a licking sound.
Okay, so that's it. Snapchat, what your favorite Snapchat filter says about your personality.
Okay.
So, again, I don't do this, so I can stand back and just point fingers. But,
right.
Okay, now, Brad, do you have a Snapchat filter that you like?
They switch them out, so it's hard to stick with one that I like.
Okay.
But there's one that's really funny. That Drew Williams over on Maverick, he did a really funny video with at one point that makes you look like a trucker.
Okay.
And
nice.
You got the sunglasses and a hat, and there's like a rear view mirror with a pine tree air freshener hanging from it.
Oh, perfect.
And stuff.
Yeah. Okay, Chelsea, you have one?
Yeah, so there's this one, and it makes you look like a fortune teller, and she has squinty eyes with these like blue glasses and one of those like turban head thingies.
Oh, yeah, thing, yeah.
Yep,
uh-huh.
Yep. That's probably one of my favorites.
All right, so if you use the puppy filter, then you're fun, happy-go-lucky, don't always need to look your best.
And like every other basic girl in America.
Okay, there you go. Number two, the flower crown.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're beautiful but approachable, not to mention kind of, grateful about all that.
Okay.
Butterflies. Butterflies.
Oh, yes.
People can't get enough butterflies.
Nope.
Okay. There's deer. If you do deer, you're youthful and innocent.
It also deer also changes your voice into a squeaky little voice.
Oh, yes.
So if you do a video and you talk, it changes your voice.
Right, is face swap?
Oh,
so
that's a fun one.
That one's nifty. So if you get it with a friend and it actually takes that person's face and puts it on yours and then yours on theirs.
Well, it says here you are an advanced Snapchatter if you're doing that.
Yeah.
So
you've got to have more than one person. It's a little difficult.
Okay. Well, let's say now if you use filters that make you look glamorous, makeup, crown, Facetune, all qualified, then you love the chance to shine brighter.
Mm-hmm.
Filters that obscure your face. Oh, you love chilling at home. All right. Cute filters like bread face or what is a bread face?
It puts a piece of bread around your face.
Yeah.
It makes you look like toast.
I think there was a funny cat video that happened in.
Oh, okay. Yeah, some of them I just don't understand.
All right, okay. The broccoli or one-eyed monster filter shows that you're humble about your physical blessings, all right? And then just straight-up ugly filters.
Yeah.
Okay, can be dark and serious, or you can happily discuss life.
Really distort your face in some of these. They're pretty funny.
Okay.
Take a few and send them your way, Scott.
All right. Now, well, how would I receive them, though?
I'll just text. Well, you can save your pictures and just send them as a text message.
Okay, all right, do that. That's fine. Yeah, because I'm not.
Because you don't have it.
Because you don't have Snapchat.
Yeah, I can't send them to you.
All right, this is this is big news here. Hang on. I need a news intro for this.
Whoa.
Let me see. I don't have one anymore. Okay, it's okay. All right. Kim Kardashian said that she had a come to Jesus moment.
Oh, boy.
When she was gagged and robbed.
Tied up.
Yep, that's exactly. And so sources are telling TMZ that in fact, they may not do the show anymore.
Wow.
Yeah, well, again. Now, see, is that it? Is that the whole... I hate to think that they're disingenuous about this.
I know, and I do too, because it really is a serious incident. If it is real.
Yeah.
But are they using it? And that's what they've done. That's what they do. They use things to make themselves more famous. Them as in the Kardashians.
And
the Jenners.
Yeah. This would give them an opportunity to quantify what their popularity is.
True.
Because if people decide that they want to say, oh, we have to see some more of them, then they're going to go back in and renegotiate their contract, right?
Right.
What network are they even on?
E.
Okay. Yeah, so they'll go in and they'll go to those people and say, well, you know, you're paying us a gazillion dollars, but we think we want $3 gazillion because people did this. And if that's the case, then that'd be pretty
smart. And it'll be interesting because they do so much more than just the show.
Okay.
I mean, they've got apps. They've got fashion clothing lines. They've got
ways,
you know,
for you to spend money.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I mean, Kendall does modeling. Kylie has makeup. I mean, they all have their own thing outside of the show. Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see how important the show itself is.
So it's like Duck Dynasty without the beards?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Instead,
right.
It's
okay.
With butts.
Yeah, okay, there you are. Well, now also her bodyguards are trying to get a body double so people won't be able to keep track of her.
Oh, so I want to play Kim Kardashian's body double and get gagged and,
exactly.
You know,
you could
tied
be
up.
Because you know
they think
what?
She's
they'll get like fake bodyguards for the body double.
Exactly. Yeah.
They
that
really
too.
Wouldn't happen. We lost her. We'll find another one.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, okay, so that's our
It's
segment.
Like Hillary Clinton's body
that's
double.
That's exactly
yeah.
right. She could just go there, go to the exact same place, and probably it's like
a store.
Bodydouble.com.
Yeah.
You just go there and find that. The so apparently Pokemon Go is it was the deal here.
It's so funny that you're bringing this up. Just because yesterday I was just driving down the street, and I don't know why the thought popped into my mind, but I thought, I have not heard the words Pokemon Go in weeks.
Well, and it's a thing, mm-hmm. and we knew that they did not introduce it worldwide, that they were adding countries to it. Well, I don't know how far behind the curve Norway was, but the prime minister, who you can't name, right? You know the prime minister of Norway?
No.
Bjorn?
No, Erna.
Oh, okay.
Erna Solberg.
That was close.
Yeah. caught playing Pokemon during a meeting on Tuesday. Yep. The leader of the country's Liberal Party was also seen playing during a national security meeting.
What?
Nice.
Yep, when asked, she said, we ladies can do two things at the same time, you know.
Ugh.
No, you can't. If you listen to something you should know this morning, it said you can't.
Right.
Yep. Your brain can only concentrate on one thing.
And it was not concentrating on the national security meeting.
Nope. In their defense, I've seen pictures of congressmen playing video games texting old girlfriends and stuff on the internet before, so.
Did we ever think that all the members of Congress are smart enough to even do one thing well?
Oh, yeah,
just saying.
True.
All right. Just letting you know. So where is the storm now? Do we know what's going on with the storm? Have we checked that out?
You know,
the winds are at 120
the
miles
last,
an hour.
The last I read, it was headed towards Cape Canaveral.
Okay.
I did watch a really crazy video on CNN, I believe, this morning of hurricane hunters flying an airplane through the hurricane into the eye.
Okay.
So it shows just torrential downpour, rain, and all of a sudden they're in this clearing.
Yeah.
It is so bizarre and so insane that someone would actually go up there in a plane.
Yeah.
They do that. They're geeky over that. Though,
I know. But that was pretty cool to watch.
TV weather dudes and dudettes like doing that.
They're stoked over this whole thing.
Now, apparently, we had a kind of a monsoon right here by the radio station. A listener called me during the news to let me know that about 4:30 yesterday here at Crystal Park Plaza, we're talking rain. He said hail.
Yesterday?
Hail, yes.
Wow.
4:30 yesterday. But it was only in a really, really small area, just right here by Crystal Park Plaza.
Mm-hmm. And again, not here. So
he said
I'm
he was driving 10 miles an hour. It was raining so hard. So that may well be, and as I said, even north of here later on. So maybe it was moving up that way. But
Speaking of weather, we got a text in, and we've talked about it already this morning, the fog. But they're actually in Burleson County, and they said it's really, really bad there too. So just beware.
It is, and it's been it's thicker than it was yesterday, so that you know that. All right, so starting next year, Verizon will be selling data plans for drones.
Data plans for drones.
Verizon says companies could use the drones connected to its LTE wireless network to monitor things like wildfires or oil pipelines. You could probably drone stalk somebody, too, couldn't you?
I mean, definitely.
They're trying to make this sound like it's for the good of the world. Mm-hmm. There could be some other reasons, too.
Mm-hmm.
Drones with data plans can send photos and stream videos directly back to a device on the ground while still in flight. Man, there have got to be some privacy issues that they're going to be confronted over this.
I thought they could already do that. I guess they could only just capture video and then bring it back.
I suppose that's the case. But here, now, you're going to be able to send it someplace. According to CNET, Verizon has been working on a data plan-enabled drone since 2014. now been testing the system. It's known as Airborne LTE Operations, or ALO. ALO. Not to be confused with AOL.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, around the U.S. America. So that, you know, I don't know. I don't like that. I'm not sure that's a good thing.
Kind of intrusive.
Yeah.
Not sure that's a good thing, because what will happen is somebody will use it for the wrong reason. Did you see the video of Bigfoot?
No, I did not.
There's a video of Bigfoot?
Bigfoot may be alive and well and living in Michigan.
Oh, good.
Well, I mean, that I
feel like Michigan would be the right kind of climate for Bigfoot.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's it probably is. I just I think that, well, you know, Michigan has a lot of things going for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you remember Mitt Romney. He ran for president. And when he was in Michigan, he said this. You know,
I was born and raised here. I love this state. It seems right here. The trees are the right height. I like seeing the lakes. I love the lakes. Just something very special here. The Great Lakes, but also all the little inland lakes that dot the parts of Michigan. I love cars.
What? The trees are the right height.
Okay, and he's telling us that Donald Trump shouldn't be president. Right. I'm just saying. Okay. No, but here's the deal. Sasquatch was spotted on a live camera feed, which is aimed at an eagle's nest. The camera's mounted to a tree outside a state fish hatchery, focused on the nest containing baby eagles, but some viewers say that they can see Bigfoot in the background walking on the ground below the nest. A professor from Idaho State says the Bigfoot video is, quote, very interesting.
Ooh,
end quote. So,
very interesting. It
certainly couldn't possibly have just been a large, hairy man.
Well, no. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I guess, Chelsea, while you're doing the news, I'm going to go look at the video and
okay.
We'll see if that's what it is. But anyhow, we may, in fact, finally have photographic proof. 725.
For your car, your home, your business, too. Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality. Repair and replacement on all kinds of glass. You can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through. Acme Glass, we're the clear leader.
Hey, good morning. It's 726. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios. And paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929, about 88 for a high temperature today after the fog burns off. We'll have winds out of the north at about 5 to 10 miles an hour. Then mostly clear tonight, 63 will be our low. Sunshine going on for the next 4 days or so. And don't forget, Monday's Columbus Day, some things will be closed. But temperature-wise, we'll be probably no warmer than 85. Lows will be down around, I don't know, somewhere like 59. Tomorrow night, maybe down to 55. So that'll be pleasant. Winds out of the northeast right now. Have humidity, obviously, 100% humidity because of the fog, and we have 72 degrees out there.
It's Aggie football season, and Texas A&M Transportation Services offers game day parking and shuttle options. Park near Bush Library, Bonfire Memorial off University Drive, Northside Garage, or on Agronomy Road and pay $20 and $25 cash. Enjoy free shuttles to campus lots, ride the downtown Bryan shuttle, or get to the grid shuttle from Momentum Plaza. Download the Destination Aggieland app for pre- and post-game traffic and parking info, or prepay for parking near Kyle Field at Kane Garage or other locations. Follow us on Twitter at GetToAggieGame.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
On Wednesday afternoon, the Washington Post sent out a news alert with this headline: government contractors secretly arrested for allegedly removing classified materials. Now, those who checked out the story learned that Harold Thomas Martin III from Glen Burnie, Maryland, was arrested by the FBI in late August. Why? Well, investigators went to his house and they searched, and they found documents and digital information stored on various devices, which contained highly classified information. Does this sound familiar here, folks? Now, we don't know the exact nature of classified info, but we do know that some of the documents contained information critical to a wide variety of national security issues. If he is convicted, this guy faces 11 years in jail. On the same day that Harold Thomas Martin III was secretly arrested for having devices with classified information at his home, Hillary Clinton was receiving her first national security briefing at the Democrat Party nominee. Now, you might recall that Hillary has had various devices with documents and digital information that were classified on a private server in her home and in a bathroom somewhere in Colorado. And when it became known, she deleted emails on that private server, including some of the classified data. But unlike poor old Harold Thomas Martin III, Mrs. Clinton was not arrested because the FBI viewed what she did differently. She was just extremely careless. He intended to and is in jail. How about that for fairness?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
We talk about Mahindra tractors a lot here, and I really want you to know about Mahindra owners and their 97% satisfaction level with their purchase. Mahindra owners love that Mahindra tractors have more built-in weight, the highest lift capacity, and the industry's best 7-year powertrain warranty. In fact, they love their Mahindra tractors so much, many have bought the new Mahindra Impact utility vehicle, too. The Impact delivers the industry's best towing and best cargo capacity. And whether you need a tractor or a utility vehicle, Mahindra offers 0% financing for up to 84 months. So it's easy to see why Mahindra is the world's number one selling tractor. Learn more about the toughest tractors and utility vehicles on earth at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normandy. Or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW news time is 7:31. It's 72 degrees. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Before the Brazos County Coalition Against Domestic Violence held its 22nd annual candlelight vigil last night, the Brazos County District Attorney's Office reached a plea agreement with a Madisonville man who admitted to beating his wife in Bryan last year, something done without the victim's cooperation.
28-year-old Jackie Morning was sentenced to 4 years for family assault with a prior conviction. According to the arrest report, Morning struck and kicked her face and ribs. He slammed her head into the floor, and he stomped on her stomach while she was on the ground. After Morning went to sleep, the victim called her mother, complaining she could not breathe. That led to the mother taking her daughter to College Station Medical Center. DA's office thanked emergency room nurses at the med for contacting police and performing what was described as extraordinary work. Pretending to be a Chicago gangster results in a 7-year prison term. 20-year-old Robert Reed of Bryan was sentenced this week in Brazos County District Court for criminally negligent homicide in the shooting death of a friend, Terrell Wilson, in the victim's bedroom in July 2014. According to the arrest report from Bryan Police, Reed said he and Wilson were pointing handguns at each other. Reed said Wilson was the first to pull the trigger, but the victim's gun did not discharge. Reed told detectives he knew there were 3 bullets in his gun, but he assumed he could fire a couple of blanks. Instead, one shot hit Wilson. The punishment also includes Reed's arrest last October in front of the Brazos County Administration Building on Texas Avenue. Bryan Police reported Reed was under the influence of drugs when he was proclaiming he was Jesus Christ, the King of Jerusalem. Private citizens assisted a sheriff's deputy who placed Reed in handcuffs. Then Reed was tased after starting a disturbance in an emergency room before going to jail. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A Kerrville boy remains hospitalized from burns he received last weekend in an incident that police are now calling horseplay. Chief David Knight says four friends were in a shed playing with fire.
One of these individuals threw gasoline on that fire. And as a result of that, there was also some splashback.
One of the four boys has been charged with arson. The fire chief says there was no attempt to hurt the boy who was burned. We're almost a month away from Brazos County's first election with an elections administrator in charge. Trudy Hancock says as the voter registration deadline approaches, a more than 10% increase puts the total over six digits for the first time.
This week, we broke 100,000 voters, registered voters for Brazos County. Currently, we're at 101,310.
The deadline to register or make changes is next Tuesday.
We suggest that you don't wait until the last minute because it is getting very heavy.
Early voting starts October 24th at any of five voting centers in Brazos County. Almost 6 weeks ago, Bryan police announced issuing an arrest warrant, for a woman accused of driving away from the Westside Walmart and dragging an officer far enough that his body cam was torn off his uniform. According to online records from the Brazos County Jail, 23-year-old Keosha Burleson of College Station was booked on charges of leaving two unattended children in her parked car and aggravated assault against a public servant. The officer who was dragged received hospital treatment for his injuries. Burleson is being held on bonds totaling $100,000. In the last 5 weeks, there have been seven armed robberies at convenience stores in Bryan. Two took place Wednesday in a 13-hour period. Police believe different suspects were involved. No one was hurt in the holdups at Sodalak's Grocery and Palisota Grocery. In both robberies, two suspects used undisclosed weapons to get an undisclosed amount of money. Anyone with information is asked to contact Bryan Police or Brazos County Crime Stoppers. One Normangee man is dead and another is in jail following a fatality crash near their hometown. The Bryan DPS office reported early yesterday morning an SUV rolled on a Madison County road after striking a small ditch. The man who died, 44-year-old Marcus Rivera, was a passenger. The driver, 33-year-old Gilberto Romero, was arrested on charges of intoxication, manslaughter, and failing to stop and render aid. Universities and community colleges around the country are dealing with an emergency text that applied only to one campus in Houston. A generic evacuation statement from Lone Star College's University Park location was received at other campuses who use the same alert provider. Blinn College spokesman Richard Bray says they've been in contact with the service provider since after some of the students on the Brenham campus also evacuated after receiving a text. Bray says when Blinn students receive future safety-related text messages to treat it as real.
We're going to work quickly to make sure that none of these glitches take place again.
Bray says Blinn's alerts contain specific information such as the location of the event, and they repeat what they text on the college's social media accounts. Bray was not aware of the text being received by any of the 12,000 students on Blinn's largest campus in Bryan. And tonight in high school football, it's an in-town showdown. A&M Consolidated heads south to take on College Station High. Listen to the Tiger broadcast here on WTAW. Pregame starts at 7 with kickoff at 7:30. WTAW news time is 7:37. It's 72 degrees. The text line is open. We'd love to hear from you, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. I'm Debbie Lewis, Vice President of Mortgage Lending with Brazos County Bank, and I want to help you purchase your new home, refinance your current home, or buy land to build your own home. We do it all, VA, conventional, FHA, and in-house lending. Call me today at 979-220-3018.
Brazos County Bank is a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's Karistan Month at Aggieland Carpet One. Speaking with Ron Smith.
Ron, you offer a lot of rugs here in Aggieland Carpet One. You've got a ton of Karistan rugs hanging in the back. Tell me about those.
Well, Karistan rugs are some of the finest rugs made. They have been for many years. They're one of the oldest rug manufacturers in the United States. They are all American made, and that's really a great thing for a very high quality product.
They're heirloom quality, and what that means to people is they can pass them down to generations, and you've seen that.
Oh, they're so durable. I think their durability, the quality of the wool is second to none. They use the finest New Zealand wool. They don't use just the same New Zealand wool that others are using. They're using the top grade, the very finest wool. Those rugs are built to last. They are very easy to keep clean and take care of.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One, next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Beautiful. It's a new day, a fresh start, because Time Warner Cable is now Spectrum, redefining what a cable company can be, with promises to make and promises to keep. Like crystal clear HD picture and sound, thousands of on-demand choices, and internet speeds fast enough to get you where you want to go instantly. All delivered over the most advanced fiber-rich digital network in the nation. With over 90,000 employees working hard every day to earn your business. In the state of touchdowns, Tex-Mex, boots, and barbecue, nothing but the best will ever do, and it never should. Welcome to America's fastest growing TV, internet, and voice provider. Welcome to Spectrum. Call 844-97-SPECTRUM or visit spectrum.com for more details.
Coming right up on 740, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com. Here are numbers.
A mix of clouds and sunshine expected for today. Temperatures during this afternoon right around 90. And tonight generally clear with overnight low temperatures back down in the mid-60s. On Saturday, sunshine and scattered clouds, high temperatures near 85 degrees. It'll be clear at night in the upper 50s. Mostly sunny skies on Sunday. Temperatures then around 82 to 86. This is meteorologist Gary Bass, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Zach Taylor's got your Aggie and high school football report. Meanwhile, some other games in the SEC will be moved around as Hurricane Matthew makes its way up the southeast coast. In A&M soccer, the Ags match against the Tigers yesterday went to a draw. We'll take a look at that. And in Major League Baseball, the Toronto Blue Jays decidedly took down the Rangers in game one of the ALDS. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW. And that's as nice as I can say that, really.
Okay, yeah, well, you know, we'll see what happens. Yeah. Big comeback. So this is an interesting little quandary they've got with this Florida LSU football game.
Yeah,
because you know, they probably would like to play the game. Here's the deal: they got later on this month, on October the 19th, both of them are playing November 19th, both of them are playing pushovers. Okay,
mm-hmm.
With those games we talked about where you just pay them a lot of money and they come in and you
right.
cream them.
Mm-hmm.
And so since both of them have those kind of games on that day, the thought was you just pay off that
team
contract,
the other team.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then you play the game. Well, you know, that's something that would work for, I think, Florida, because they're paying that team, like, I don't know, $500,000, but LSU's playing their team $1.5 million.
Oh,
so that's
okay.
A little bit different deal.
Okay, and that makes sense, because I just saw the alert come in yesterday, LSU refuses proposal, but, you know, and I was like, oh.
Well, the proposal that they, the proposal that then they countered with to Florida was, hey, why don't y'all come over to our place and play on Sunday?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, all of a sudden, Florida didn't like that idea at all.
I don't think they go to Death Valley.
Yeah, they don't like that. But also what happens is if they moved that, then LSU would have to play three SEC games on the road consecutively at the end of the season.
Mm.
And they're already in the middle of suckage in their season
right.
anyway,
yeah.
So they don't want to be doing that. So.
Well, and someone else moved to Sunday. Is it Georgia and Ole Miss?
Somebody, yeah.
Yeah, somebody had
well,
to. But
anyhow, we'll see what happens. And, of course, Texas A&M had that happen once. We all remember the Hurricane Bowl.
Yeah.
When Alabama was supposed to come here and play before when the Aggies were still a member of the Big 12. And of course, it ended up being a beautiful day. And, you know, TV stations came in and did stand-ups on Kyle Field at 2:30 in the afternoon with bright sunshine.
Yep.
And then it happened at the end of the season and didn't go so well. So, anyhow, it's the weather. Want to remind you, coming up October the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, it's the 5th annual Brazos Valley Fair and Rodeo. We'll have tickets we'll be giving away next week for that. There's a lot of stuff that goes on. There's a rodeo, there's concerts, all sorts of attractions out there. And, of course, we are sponsoring the Swifty Swine Pig Races.
Ooh.
Didn't know if you knew that or
did
not.
Did not.
Okay, you have not asked to be part of it, right? They didn't ask you to have, put a team together.
Oh, okay.
Well, they used to a long time ago.
I mean, no one's even tried to recruit me.
Yeah, okay, well, a long time ago, we had to do something like that. I forget what it was. I was much younger, and it was at the old rodeo arena that was right there on Tabor Road, and we would go out and do things because we were the country station, you know, and you expected to do that.
Sure.
So anyhow, but we'll see. Maybe we'll find out what is involved in the Swifty Pig Races.
Yeah.
And, you know, if one of y'all or both of y'all want to do it, then I'll be glad to sit in the stands and capture it on video.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, all right.
A little Infomaniacs team together.
So, sure, something like that, I would guess so. So anyhow, we're 94 years old today.
Yahoo!
We're just kind of patting ourselves on the back because there aren't a lot of radio stations that are that way.
Mm-hmm.
And, understand the other thing that's unusual is that generally it's radio stations east of the Mississippi that will have the W's rather than the ones on the west.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not the only ones in Texas, obviously. There are others in WOAI and WRR and WBAP and folks like that. But we're right there with all those.
We're oldsters.
But we try to be modern. We talk about Facebook
and Snapchat.
We're hip.
Those pictures, so Chelsea sent me like a half dozen pictures of wow.
That's what it does. That's a Snapchat filter.
I'll post it later on our social media to give everyone else who is like Scott, not a Snapchat user, a little glimpse into the world of Snapchat.
Speaking of our social media, I posted that Bigfoot video to our Infomaniacs Facebook page.
Did you?
So, yeah, it's...
It makes you wonder.
It's
questionable in several different ways.
But what happens is it's a camera that is basically zeroed in on a nest that has some baby eagles in it, and that's the purpose of it. But obviously you can see some of the area around the nest, and that would include an area on the ground. And I'm just skeptical enough to say that somebody looked at that and said, hey,
ooh,
we can get Buddy in his gorilla outfit.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking.
That's what I feel like. Mm.
And the way we'll know is how they end up monetizing it.
Yeah.
Okay? They end up monetizing it, then we'll know there was a ripoff. But in the meantime, it gives people something to look at.
And he did the typical Bigfoot walk.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
What are you going to do?
One hand out and everything.
Sure.
I just feel like if Bigfoot was really a thing, he would have been caught by now.
Yeah.
I think that's probably true. That's not the same as Loch Ness, which is big and deep and dark.
And can't necessarily find it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. this could very well be. So why just eat at Taco Bell when you could spend an entire night there?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
I will. A Taco Bell in Chatham, Ontario, Canada, offering fast food fans the chance to spend the night inside the restaurant. It's all part of something that they call the steak.
Clever. I see what you did there.
Winner and three friends will sleep inside the Taco Bell. The problem is you'll come out smelling like Taco Bell. But anyway, it's been converted to an Airbnb for the night. The fast food location will be retrofitted with two pair of bunk beds, comfy chairs, big screen TV, and of course, plenty of tacos that will be served by your Taco Bell butler.
Taco Bell butler.
I don't need to stay in a room. I just need a Taco Bell butler.
Yeah.
Not my house.
Just
all this stuff is like my childhood dream.
Sure. A legion of sad clowns is gathering, red shoes flopping, bright balloons bouncing as they attempt to counteract a rash of scares involved toward their brethren across the country.
I told you the real clowns are going to be sad.
Yeah, their message, clown lives matter. A flyer reads, "This is a peaceful way to show clowns are not psycho killers."
I just don't think this is going to go over
well.
I don't either.
I'm afraid. There'll be coverage. You can be sure of that.
Oh,
anyhow,
yeah.
So it'll be coming up October the 15th as the professional clowns of Tucson will be out trying to tell us that clown lives matter. Just letting you know, okay? So in the meantime... So we got this storm over in Florida. I know this is shocking, but there apparently has been some price gouging going on.
Uh-oh.
I know. It's shocking, isn't it? Some hotel operators have jacked up their room rates. One store selling 24 packs of bottled water, which is like, what, $4 at the store probably?
Yep.
24, $30. $30.
Wow.
See, and they ought not be able to do that. That's a really, really bad thing.
Yeah.
We need to stop that however they possibly can and and make sure those people get prosecuted. Anyhow, so that's what's happening there. 748.
Hi, I'm Carl Walthall from Superior Air Repair. At Superior, we have a great new deal on qualifying train heating and cooling systems. For a limited time, you can get a trade-in allowance up to $2,000 or get special financing for 5 years. Your choice. Find us online for details at SuperiorAirRepair.com. And remember, it's hard to stop a train. I'm Carl Walthall, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Subject to credit approval, see Superior or visit train.com for complete program eligibility dates, details, and restrictions.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Differences tend to pull couples apart, but what if they could draw you and your spouse together instead? Sometimes it's all in the way you see things. This is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Picture yourself in an antique store looking at an old wooden chair dinged up and scarred. At first, you might have trouble seeing past the dirt and scratches to appreciate its craftsmanship. But what if, just as you turned to leave the store, you discovered the chair belonged to Abraham Lincoln? My guess is you'd immediately look past the chair's flaws and appreciate its deeper value. The same holds true for relationships when you see beyond a person's outer personality to discover something deeper. We all have differences that keep us from seeing eye to eye with our spouse. Maybe they talk too much or not enough. They feel hot while we're shivering. Or maybe they're always running late. If we allow it to happen, these differences will become a wedge that pushes our relationship apart. Or we can change our perspective. What if we chose to see our spouse's quirks not as a nuisance, but as a window into who they are? Like the example of the antique chair, its scratches and dings became unique aspects of its character when we learned more about it. And when we choose to love our spouse as a whole person, warts and all, our attitude changes and we build a stronger foundation for creating deeper intimacy. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy, it's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now.
800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:52. Well, it's Friday, and that means high school football and, of course, college football tomorrow. And with your Aggie and high school football report, here's Zach Taylor.
It's the backyard battle on the south side of town tonight as undefeated College Station plays host to 3-2 A&M Consolidated. Cougars broadcast is on the Zone 102.7 FM and Tigers coverage on News Talk 1620 WTAW. 2-3 Bryan looks to pick up its first district win of the year when it welcomes 0-6 Waco University to town on Sports Radio 1150. And Rudder tries to put a stop to a four-game skid when it visits Temple over on Willie 1550. Kickoff times for all of those games is at 7:30. 0-5 Navasota kicks off district play against visiting Huffman Hargrave at 7 on Willie 97.7. And 4-2 Buffalo hosts 2-3 Marlin at 7:30 on Willie 103.5. St. Joe's and Brazos Christian have the week off. 8th-ranked Fighting Texas Aggie football is gearing up for its biggest game of the year when it takes on 9th-ranked Tennessee this Saturday. Here's Coach Kevin Sumlin with his thoughts on the Volunteers.
Really good defense with high-level athletes, a lot of speed,
They're one of the top special teams teams in this league. One of the top kickoff return, got great speed across the field. So when you have a team like that, you are explosive. And you combine that with a quarterback who's been there and done that and seen that, you're a confident unit. So, you know, we've got a huge challenge.
Kickoff between the Aggs and Vols is set for tomorrow at 2:30 p.m. Pregame with Dave and Dave gets underway at 1:30 on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM, as well as News Talk 1620 WTAW. And that has been your high school and Aggie football report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. Elsewhere in the SEC, Hurricane Matthew's powerful charge through Florida has caused the postponement of 18th-ranked Florida's game against LSU and Florida Atlantic's clash with Charlotte, both of which were scheduled for tomorrow. Saturday night's game between number 23 Florida State visiting number 10 Miami remains on the top 25 docket but could be moved, and Georgia's contest at South Carolina was pushed back to Sunday. Also, the Tulane at Central Florida game will be played next month instead of today. Meanwhile, in A&M soccer, the Aggies and the Missouri Tigers played to a 1-1 draw Thursday evening at Ellis Field. The Aggs next take on Tennessee in Knoxville Sunday, October 9th at 4 p.m. Pre-game's at 3:45, and you can catch that game on Willie 1550 a.m. In Major League Baseball,
the 2-2 pitch lined up the middle, base hit center field. Donaldson scores. Edwin stops at second, and Bautista extracting a little bit of revenge himself goes back to first. He's given the Blue Jays a 2-0 lead.
Marco Estrada took a shutout into the ninth inning. Jose Bautista hit a long punctuating three-run homer, and the Toronto Blue Jays opened their AL Division Series rematch with a 10-1 romp over the Texas Rangers on Thursday. Jose Bautista, who had the emphatic bat flip after his tie-breaking homer in the ALDS clincher last October against the Rangers and got punched the last time the Blue Jays played in Texas in May, drove in four runs. Bautista says he's not bitter.
I'm not looking for revenge. I'm looking to win ball games, like I said, and that's entirely what my focus is on, and hopefully I get to keep it there.
He had an RBI single in Toronto's five-run third off all-star left-hander Cole Hamels. Troy Tulowitzki hit a bases-loaded triple for the Blue Jays. Toronto's won four straight overall, including an 11-inning 5-2 victory over Baltimore in the AL wildcard game Tuesday night. Game two of the ALDS is today in Arlington at 12:08 p.m., and you can catch that game on The Zone as well. In the NFL, Thursday Night Football had David Johnson and Larry Fitzgerald each scoring two touchdowns as the Arizona Cardinals picked up a 33-21 road win against the San Francisco 49ers. Despite the team being 2-3, Fitzgerald's pretty positive about the win.
Whenever your leader is down, you know, we miss Carson. I mean, he's our bell cow. But Drew did a great job of stepping in. I don't think anybody pressed. I think everybody understood, you know, getting yourself in a 1-4 hole was something that's pretty much insurmountable. To be able to get to 2-3 really is encouraging.
Niners quarterback Blaine Gabbert threw for a touchdown and ran for another, but was picked off twice and sacked in the end zone for a safety. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Thank you, sir. It is indeed time to find out what's going on at Team Ford of Navasota. All the 2015 models must go. Ford is offering 0% financing on most models. First-time buyers, they've got several cars lined up for you, including a 2016 Ford Mustang. Only 12,000 miles, you can get it for $19,988. And to find out more, all you have to do is go to myteamford.com. Just a short drive down to Navasota. Meet up with the gang, and they will hook you up. And that is the deal of the day. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, it's about 4 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Somebody can sit down at the piano and do something, you know, play a tune, and you're going, man, I wish I could do that. And some people are that way about drawing. You see somebody can draw well, you go, man, I wish I could do that. Well, now you can. The gallery has come to Bryan College Station. If you want to create a painting, you can do it in one night. You can do it in one night at the gallery. If you want to have a memorable evening with your friends where you all get together and create your own masterpiece, you can do that at the gallery. You can sit around and drink coffee. You could bring your own wine and you could do that. But most of all, you could have fun with art. You could end up having a painting that you take home. Or how about this? How about a team building as a group? You all get together with a great big canvas and everybody paints a little bit, and you end up with a work of art. All that can be yours. But by the way, what if you want your kiddos to learn how to do that too? They have a program called Step by Step. They have regular classes that are available. You can make reservations with 2 hours notice the same day. Now, October 21st, mark your calendar. They're going to have a ribbon cutting at 11:30. And then that evening at 7 o'clock, it's an opening for you to see this gallery, which, by the way, you can rent for special occasions as well. Lots of things for you to be able to do. Now, go to there. They're located in the shopping center where Golden Corral is in the front. They're on the back side there. That's 702 University Drive East. Want some more information? Go to DeGallery, DeGallery.us. degallery.us. You can make your reservations, find out more about it. They've come to Bryan College Station.
Merry Christmas!
Does your Christmas wish list include a store full of Christmas shoppers? To make sure your business has a Merry Christmas, you need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message full of holiday cheer. That partner is Brazos Family Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Family Magazine, contact Santa's Elves at Bryan Broadcasting.
About a minute till, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Business Insider always makes lists of things, and Bryan College Station's done well with those. The question here was, which is the best, the most polite restaurant chain? The most polite restaurant chain.
I think I know.
Yes, it's Chick-fil-A.
Of course it is.
I knew it.
And you know why?
Why?
Because they say please and thank you.
Oh, yep. Imagine that.
I mean, how easy is that? But think about it. When you go into a fast food place, how do those people on the other side of the counter?
Mm-hmm.
They kind of like, yeah, okay, it's a job. Okay? Mm-hmm. Just saying. And remember, in 2015, Chick-fil-A generated more revenue per restaurant than any other fast food restaurant in U.S. America. The chain's average sale, $4 million. And I know when you drive by at 3:45 in the afternoon and there's seven cars, you're going, what do you mean just $4 million?
Right,
there are people in line all the time
all
at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
But imagine that.
I saw a meme that said Chick-fil-A, when you get there, they're like, oh, it's a blessed day, thank you for coming, what can we do for you? But when you go to anywhere else, they're like,